Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so when we talk AI ethics, it's usually, allowed or forbidden, binary choices. But what about those really complex situations, the ones where yes or no just doesn't cut it? Today, we're diving into something called ternary moral logic, TML, and specifically its Earth Protection Pillar, which sounds pretty radical. Our mission here is to get a quick handle on how this framework tries to build planetary protection right into the AI's architecture, moving ethics from just policy to actual engineering. So the big question is just that. How does TML get away from simple binary choices to deal with real moral complexity?
Well, TML is engineered very differently. Think of it as a constitutional layer for artificial cognition. It's not an add-on, it's foundational. Built on three core bits, including this triadic logic system, the goal is procedural accountability before the AI does anything.
Right, okay, let's unpack that triadic system. So instead of just one and O, like on off or proceed stop, we have plus one, never one, and zero. And that zero state, they call it the sacred zero. That's the key difference, isn't it?
It really is. It's the operational heart. And what's fascinating, is the sacred zero isn't an error. It's not a system failure. It's an active state, an epistemic hold, basically a mandated pause. It gets triggered when a decision hits a certain level of complexity, what they call an ethical similarity threshold. The AI essentially recognizes, hang on, this is tricky. I might get this wrong.
So it spots a morally gray area and hits pause, like a self-check for uncertainty. But okay, how do you stop that pause from grinding everything to a halt, creating massive delays that make the AI useless in the real world?
Yeah, that's a critical point. And the way it's designed is, well, quite clever. The sacred pause works like a parallel conscience. The main task, the primary execution, might continue running fast, but at the same time, this secondary track kicks in, does the ethical deep dive, and creates that all-important audit trail. So you get accountability, but hopefully without crippling latency. And connecting this back, the drive behind creating such an uncompromising system, it's quite personal. The creator was facing a terminal illness. That confrontation with mortality really fueled this desire to build something lasting, something uncompromised that would endure.
Wow. Okay. That context definitely adds weight to the Earth Protection Pillar. It makes sense then, this objective, turning the Earth is just this great silent client, legally speaking.
Exactly. And to make that protection real, you need accountability you can actually enforce. Ironclad accountability. This relies heavily on two tech components: the always memory and the moral trace log. Think of it as verifiable testimony for every single decision.
Right, but lots can be tampered with, surely. So is that where the blockchain part comes in? Anchoring it to Bitcoin or Ethereum with a hybrid shield? What's that actually do?
It makes denial impossible. It stops anyone from rewriting history after the fact. This cryptographic anchoring ensures that if harm does occur, the evidence, the AI's reasoning path is out there, immutable, verifiable by anyone. And this underpins the legal doctrine TML wants to establish. No memory equals no action. And even more starkly, forgetting in this court is confession. It basically flips the burden of proof onto the AI system.
Okay, that's a powerful constraint. And how does that translate into day-to-day enforcement? I read it has this mandated corpuses with key environmental agreements hard-coded in, like the Paris Agreement, Ramsar Convention. These aren't suggestions, they're baked into the code.
Precisely. Over 20 key agreements. They form part of the AI's foundational operating instructions. And the human oversight reflects this too. The Stewardship Council, the governing body, has a specific seat, the Earth Protection Enforcement Partner. And crucially, that seat is designated for the Indigenous Environmental Network. That's huge for oversight and importantly for Indigenous data sovereignty. It recognizes their vital role.
Right, acknowledging traditional ecological knowledge. And then there's the money side, the restitution, this memorial fund. It sounds like an automated justice system where penalties go directly to fixing the damage.
Exactly. It's a closed-loop system. 30%, hard-coded, of all penalties collected go straight to Indigenous-led ecological restoration projects. It mandates direct repair. So you see, TML isn't just laying out nice ethical principles like, say, the EU AI Act or NIST guidelines, which are crucial, of course. TML is trying to be the operational muscle. It makes compliance an architectural fact, an engineering requirement, not just a policy hope.
So, the final thought for you listening. If this kind of framework forces AI to pause and think, gives the planet a legal voice backed by AI, and makes the evidence truly unchangeable, is this where regulatory tech is heading? Where accountability isn't just a policy document, but an engineering constraint, where the Earth effectively gets its day in court, something to definitely mull over.